Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today, we'll finish up our story, Miyako and the Fifth Treasure.
Miyako was a young Japanese girl. She loved to do calligraphy.
However, American airplanes dropped a bomb near her city, and she had to live with her grandparents.
She stopped doing calligraphy, too.
For one thing, her hand was badly hurt,But she'd also lost her fifth treasure.
The first four treasures were the tools she used, like her brush and paper.
But the fifth treasure is the joy in her heart. Without it, her writing just looks ugly.
Miyako doesn't like her new school at first. One boy called Akira, right, makes fun of her. He calls her names.
Yeah, they all make fun of her hand. And so Miyako stays home for a while and then meets Yoshi, the only girl who talked to her.
They become friends and Miyako goes back to school.
Then the teacher says there'll be a calligraphy contest. Miyako knows she won't win, though. She still doesn't have her fifth treasure.
Let's read the final part of the story and find out whether she gets it back.
Miyako and the Fifth Treasure.
Miyako and Yoshi get a calligraphy book from Yoshi's aunt and practice for the contest. Miyako's hand is better, but her characters don't look beautiful. Her grandpa says,
"Write with your heart."
However, Miyako still can't find her fifth treasure.The day of the contest arrives. Their teacher tells them to paint the word for friendship. Miyako thinks of her friendship with Yoshi. Suddenly, her heart is full of love and happiness. She writes the word beautifully. All her classmates are amazed, even Akira. Miyako has her fifth treasure again.She soon goes back to her parents, but her friendship with Yoshi will last forever.
Word power!
Aunt. Aunt. My parents both have lots of sisters, so I have a lot of aunts.My parents both have lots of sisters, so I have a lot of aunts. Suddenly, suddenly. Gina looked out the window and suddenly saw a bird fly by. Gina looked out the window and suddenly saw a bird fly by. Classmate.Classmate. I still talk to many of my old classmates from high school. I still talk to many of my old classmates from high school. Last, last. The party for Jane's birthday will last 3 days.From July 1st to the 3rd. The party for Jane's birthday will last 3 days, from July 1st to the 3rd.
So, the story continues. Miyako and Yoshi get a calligraphy book from Yoshi's aunt and practice for the contest. Now, to find out exactly who we're talking about, let's take a look at that word, aunt.Now, I'm kind of feeling weird about saying it that way. In the US, it is kind of pronounced more like ant, like ma'i, right?
So ma'i, yeah.
Yeah.
The fa'in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the UK, we say aunt. It's
aunt.
More of an aunt sound. Both ways are completely fine. There shouldn't be any confusion, unless you have pet ants and you're confusing them with your aunt. But there you go.It's aunt or ant, and it's a noun, and it's a person, and it's our word power word. Your aunt or your aunt is the sister of your father or mother, or the wife of your father or mother's brother. and you kind of pair it with your uncle. You have an uncle and an aunt. For example, my parents both have lots of sisters, so I have a lot of aunts. My parents both have lots of sisters, so I have a lot of aunts.
Aunt 这个字呢是阿姨、姑姑、婶婶。那如果呢你不想要跟蚂蚁这个字的发音搞混的话呢，你可以念作英式发音 aunt。那么例句说啊，我爸妈都各有许多姐妹，因此呢我有很多阿姨和姑姑。那如果是叔叔伯伯，我们就说 uncle。那在我们的第三篇文章开头说到啊 ，Miyako and Yoshi 从 Yoshi 的阿姨那边得到一本书法簿来为比赛练习。
So that's interesting. If I understood you right, it seems there's a different name for aunt or auntie depending on if it's your mum's side or your dad's side.
Yeah, you're right. 我们分成很多的称谓。
Yeah, I think I did know that already, but it's English, it's aunt no matter which side they're on.
That's a good way to call like every female older people.
Yeah, I've noticed that my wife does that for people who, you know, work in restaurants or shops or vendors or, you know, anything like that. It's always 阿姨.
Yeah, 阿姨.
Okay, so there we go. So, we've got this book from Yoshi's aunt. And will this book help Miyako? We see that Miyako's hand is better, but her characters don't look beautiful.Now here, when we say characters, we mean Chinese and Japanese writing.
Miyako 的手呢有比较好了，但是她的书法字看起来并不美。Character 它代表的是中文字和日文字。那因为 Miyako 她是日本人，所以我们在文章中所指的 character 指的就是日文字了。
So Miyako gets help from another person as well. We see that her grandpa says, "Write with your heart."
他的祖父跟他说啊，用你的心来写字。Does this work?
Not really. We see that, however, Miyako still can't find her fifth treasure.
Miyako 到现在呢，还是没有办法找到她的第五个宝贝。Then she won't win the contest, right?
I know.
我们在文章中看到 can't 这个助动词，那我们先进到 Matchbox 听讲师讲解助动词 can 的用法。
找亮点
呵啦大家最近最爱哪一个女明星啊你是最喜欢智贤还是喜欢子瑜我们、哦、都知道她们很美但是有多美大概跟偶差不多美啦哦，就是人美心也美的阿美姐是说阿美姐哦，最近潜心修行，心无杂念啊，世间的滚滚红尘哦早已放下。但是哈、哦，我的美貌依然吸引了不少人，呵呵，就连哈、哦、那个路上的外国人哦，都给我迷倒啦。他们哦在路上就一直问我 ，Can you swim? Can you swim? Let's go to the beach together. 你会不会游泳啊？我们一起去沙滩玩啦。哈，什么事情哦都难不倒阿美姐。Of course I can， 我当然会啊，当然会游泳啊。会不会英文呢就可以使用这个助动词 can？ I can swim， 我会游泳。Can 这个助动词呢，它呢就可以用来表达能力。注意到了，因为呢它是一个助动词，所以呢我们会做的事情后面呢记得是使用原形动词的形式了。比方说呢，刚刚我说的 I can swim， 我会游泳。I can swim， 这边呢我们 swim 呢就是使用原形动词的形式了。说回来，好多阿多啊都被我吸引了。除了约我去海边玩之外呢，他们都还想要约我去兜风啦。可是哦，阿美姐修行很忙，没有空跟你去兜风啦。而且怎么样 ？I cannot drive. I cannot drive. 我不会开车，我不会开车是怎么样跟你去兜风啦？所以我们看到了 can 的否定的用法呢，我们就在它后面直接加上 not， cannot， c a n n o t， 或者是呢缩写的用法 can't， c a n 一撇 t， 这样呢都是不会、不行的用法咯。 所以呢，我们刚刚那句的 I cannot drive， 我不会开车，我们呢就可以用缩写再来造一次，我们可以说 I can't drive， 我不会开车。 I can't drive， 我不会开车。现在呢，我们学会了肯定跟否定的用法，那我们就可以来问答咯。比方说呢，刚刚说的阿多啊，他说 Can you swim? Can you swim? 你会游泳吗？问句呢，我们就是把助动词 can 提到句首来倒装。回答的话呢，我们就是使用 yes, no 后面再加上 can or cannot。 比方说呢， Yes, I can，是的，我会游泳，或者是呢 No, I can't， 没有办法，我不会游泳。这样子你学会了吗？
Okay, so it's looking like Mieko isn't going to win this contest. But the story continues. The day of the contest arrives. And this is just another way of saying it's the day of the contest now, or today is the day of the contest.
没错，比赛的日子到了。Is she ready for the contest? I'm so worried for her.
Yeah, what will happen next? The story says their teacher...tells them to paint the word for friendship.
他们的老师呢要他们写出友谊 friendship.
Now, is that hard in kind of Japanese or Chinese? Because I don't even think I know what the word looks like.
I don't know about Japanese, but in Chinese, there are two characters that need to be written together for the meaning friendship.、
Mm-hmm.
And the second character, 友, is pretty hard.
Okay, so it's a challenging one. Because a lot of the characters are the same, right? In Japanese and Chinese, some of them are the same.
I'm not sure, maybe.
My name is the same character in Japanese and Chinese.
Really?
I know that, yes.
So what's your Chinese name?
Lin Te. And the Te is both the same. In Japanese, it's Saku. Saku.
Saku.
Yes.
Oh.Okay.
I'll have to show it you later.
Okay, show me later.
We can't show you now because we're on radio, not on TV. Okay, so the character is friendship, and this is what happens next. Mieko thinks of her friendship with Yoshi.
Mieko, 她就想到她跟 Yoshi 的友谊。Yoshi's always so nice to her, even on the first day they met each other.
Yeah, and Mieko thinks about all that kind of stuff. Next, we see suddenly...Her heart is full of love and happiness. So in that phrase, is full of, if A is full of B, B fills up A, so there's no room for any more.
Full 这个形容词呢是满的。When A is full of B, 代表 A 当中充满 B 这样的东西。当然也可以是充满了人。For example, the restaurant is always full of people.It must be really good. 这间餐厅呢总是充满了人，那一定很好吃。那如果你吃饱了，你可以跟人家说 I'm full、
mm-hmm.
我饱了。 So Mieko's heart is full of love and happiness, and this happens suddenly.
That's right. The word suddenly, S-U-D-D-E-N-L-Y, suddenly, is an adverb, and it's our next word power word. Let's check it out. Suddenly means quickly and unexpectedly. Here's an example. Gina looked out the window and suddenly saw a bird fly by. Gina looked out the window and suddenly saw a bird fly by.
Suddenly 这个副词呢指的是突然间的。那例句说啊， Gina 看向窗外，突然看见一只鸟飞过去。So what happens next?
Well, with all that love in her heart, she writes the word beautifully.
她写出漂亮的字了。我们在文章中呢看到 beautifully 这个副词，它去修饰 write 写的这个动作。She can write the word beautifully because of the fifth treasure.
It looks that way, yes. Next, we see that all her classmates are amazed, even Akira.Remember, Akira was the boy who called her names, and he's Mieko's classmate, C-L-A-S-S-M-A-T-E, classmate. This word is a noun, and it's our next word power word for today. A classmate is a person who is or was in the same class as you at school or in college. Here's some example sentence. I still talk to many of my old classmates from high school. I still talk to many of my old classmates from high school. And you could also say elementary school classmate, junior high school classmate, and so on.
Classmate 这个字呢是同学，例句说啊，我仍然和许多高中时的老同学联系。那这个字的字尾呢，我们看到 M-A-T-E mate， 它是同伴的意思，所以我们还有 schoolmate 这个字，就是同校的同学 ，roommate 室友，或者是 teammate 队友。
And in fact, mate just means friend in casual British.
没错，他们的字尾呢都是 M-A-T-E, mate. 然后 mate 在英式英文当中又是朋友的意思。
Yeah, so, all right, mate, how's it going?
Oh, that's cool. All right, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Miyako 写出漂亮的字之后呢，全部的同学都感到惊讶。They are all amazed, even Akira.
That's right. And if you're amazed, you see something and think, wow...Maybe you can't even believe it. It's partly feeling something is great and partly feeling something can't be real because of how good or bad or how special it is.
所以 amazed 这个形容词呢是感到惊讶的、赞叹的。Miyako's classmates are all amazed at her beautiful writing. What happens next?
In the story, we see that Miyako has her fifth treasure again.
所以呢 Miyako 再次拥有她的第五个宝贝 And it's all because her friendship with Yoshi.
That's right. Okay, now we're getting to the end of the story. We see that she soon, that's Miyako, she soon goes back to her parents, but her friendship with Yoshi will last forever. So it's time to look at our last word power word, which is last,L-A-S-T. Now, this isn't last the adjective, like last in a race. Here, we're using last as a verb. Let's find out what it means. To last means to continue for a particular length of time. Here's an example. The party for Jane's birthday will last 3 days, from July 1st to 3rd. The party for Jane's birthday will last 3 days, from July 1st to third.
Last 在文章中当动词使用是持续的意思。Jane 的生日派对呢会持续三天，从7月1日到3日。那 last 还可以当形容词来用哦，代表的是最后一个的、上一个的。He was the last one to finish the test. 他是最后一个完成考试的人。或者是 last weekend, 上周末 my friends and I had a picnic. 文章最后说到呢 Miyako 很快的就回去跟他父母一起住了，但他跟 Yoshi 的友谊会永存。Miyako and Yoshi's friendship will last forever.
That's correct. Forever means that something never ends. And we can use it to mean until the end of a person's life or until the end of time. It always depends on the context of what we're talking about. Here, it's a friendship, so that means it will last all of their lives, meaning they will stay friends all of their lives.
Forever 就是永远的意思啦。I'm glad Miyako and Yoshi's friendship will last forever, and I'm also happy for her because she has her fifth treasure back. And that ends the story and the final part of today's article. So it's time to go to today's wrap up.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, so we've had 3 days of this story, so that means there are up to 12 word power words we could do here. So we'll take turns just kind of challenging each other to guess the word power from some definitions. For example, I could ask you, who is your mother's or father's sister?
妈妈或爸爸的姐妹 Oh, that is my aunt.
That is correct.
Or my aunt.
Or my aunt. That's right, mate. A lot of British today.
Okay, so you're going to go first now, I guess.
Okay, here's another one then. This is somebody who you go to school with and maybe sits next to you at school.
Oh, 那就是同学啦, classmate.
Okay, do you want to give me one?
Okay, I think my friendship with you...will continue to the end of the world. So I can say
It lasts forever.
Yes.
There we go.
持续到永远。
Okay. This one's from another day in the article. So this is a kind of tool, and you might use it to do calligraphy or paint the walls of your bedroom, or maybe just even do your hair.
Oh, 那就是 brush.
There we go.
它还可以当梳子的意思哦。You can brush your hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you think of another one?
All right. What about this one? So...It happens so fast. I didn't even know.
Okay, so we're describing a verb, so we need an adverb.
Yes.
And so if it's very fast, it was sudden. It happened suddenly.
Suddenly, 突然之间的。
There we go. Okay, here's one more. If we say, well, this dress is beautiful, but this one isn't, it's...
Ugly.
There we go. That's one from day two.
漂亮的跟丑的 beautiful and ugly.
Exactly. Okay, I think we're about out of time for today, so we'll say goodbye. Thanks for listening to our story, everyone. We'll talk to you again soon. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
See you soon.
Mieko and the Fifth Treasure.
Mieko and Yoshi get a calligraphy book from Yoshi's aunt and practice for the contest. Mieko's hand is better, but her characters don't look beautiful. Her grandpa says,
Write with your heart.
However, Mieko still can't find her fifth treasure. The day of the contest arrives.Their teacher tells them to paint the word for friendship. Mieko thinks of her friendship with Yoshi. Suddenly, her heart is full of love and happiness. She writes the word beautifully. All her classmates are amazed, even Akira. Mieko has her fifth treasure again. She soon goes back to her parents.But her friendship with Yoshi will last forever. Aunt, aunt. My parents both have lots of sisters, so I have a lot of aunts. My parents both have lots of sisters, so I have a lot of aunts.Suddenly, suddenly. Gina looked out the window and suddenly saw a bird fly by. Gina looked out the window and suddenly saw a bird fly by. Classmate, classmate. I still talk to many of my old classmates from high school. I still talk to many of my old classmates from high school. Last, last. The party for Jane's birthday will last 3 days, from July 1st to the 3rd.The party for Jane's birthday will last 3 days, from July 1st to the 3rd.